Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. Today's podcast is a conversation with my little sister who is very busy right now. She's booked and busy on her phone.
I am finding content for this episode. I'm
and where are you going for the content,
working
little sister?
I'm to my screenshots.
So it turns out our screenshots, Milmore's in particular, are like a treasure trove.
They are wild. It was like just a trip down memory lane.
To be clear, team. In true Kyle form, I wanted to have an episode where we talk about things that we've learned about ourselves and how we're going to make better decisions for the next time. And what did you say? You were like, no, like, I don't want to do that.
No, I think we could do better.
So we're not going to do a episode like that. It's a mixed bag.
It's a lighthearted. I mean, they're all lighthearted, but especially
tongue-in-cheek.
Especially lighthearted.
So I think that we're going to center this episode kind of around how not to start a conversation because there are so many people out there.
So many
that just don't, I don't know, like, seem to know how to either start a conversation or keep a conversation
going. Or they
going.
Just don't care.
So where do we even begin?
I don't know. Do you want to start with your experience of people starting conversations or should
we? Let's start with, like, dating apps in general, right? It's not always easy to be the first person to go when you match with someone in terms of initiating a conversation. So dating apps like Bumble put the female in the driver's seat.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't care for that?
No, I don't.
And the woman has to open up and initiate a conversation. The man can't reach out and respond, like, can't reach out and start it.
Yeah.
They can only respond, excuse me. But apps like your Tinder and your Hinge, which I've gotten rid of.
You have gotten rid of? I am. What does that mean?
Just means like
a little someone mixing around.
Just means, like, I don't feel like I need the Hinge app just collecting dust in the background right now.
Got it.
So, yeah, your Tinder and your Hinge app, anyone can start the conversation. And I think it's interesting how people choose to start conversations.
I think, just quickly, Kylie, you're a big Hinge fan. I am not. I hated Hinge.
Look, let's put it into perspective. I wouldn't say I'm a big Hinge fan in terms of, like, in my life, Hinge is important. But out of the dating apps, I think Hinge is the better dating
app. Yeah, see, whereas I didn't, the only thing I liked about Hinge was you could
filter the height.
You could filter the height. We could only find tall kings. But that wasn't for me, that app.
I like Hinge because I feel as though people have to put effort into uploading a profile. Like, it's still bar on the floor in terms of effort, but they're answering prompts. There are voice prompts there, which, side note, voice prompts make me weirdly nervous. Like, before pressing play.
Me too.
Before pressing play on someone's voice, I get like, oh, I don't know if I want to hear their voice.
Michael Jackson voice and you're out.
But I like the prompts. I like the amount of photos. I feel like people on there have been, like, a good quality of people.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't find that on my Hinge experience.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But you love a Tinder premium.
Oh, I love a Tinder premium.
I would never pay for Tinder.
Oh.
Horses for courses.
Yeah,
you
sign
do
me
you.
Up. Whatever.
Okay, but when people start a conversation with you, there are certain things that I just instantly don't love for a conversation starter. And some of those things include, like, random like random facts. I don't like someone to open with a random fact. Like I remember someone once opened with, "Hey Kylie, how are you? I recently just," not even "Hey Kylie, how are you?" Just like, "I recently found out that babies don't have kneecaps." Mind blown. And I'm like, would you walk up to someone in a cafe and say that?
Did he read that off the back of his ex-girlfriend's like Libra pad or something?
Sounds like just it.
Pop that in the memory bank.
But I feel like there are people out there who are, and you know, full points for trying, but people who are like trying to have like a memorable or funny exchange straight off the bat, and that's going to appeal to some people, but I don't like it. Like, just be like, speak to me as if you've just bumped into me in real life.
Sorry, you know? Sorry, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am.
I'll make a comment on a photo or something.
Yeah, I think
like respond to a prompt
or I think I do like a funny opener if it's funny. And
yeah, but not just a random fact.
No, I don't want to put
like
random.
Something dead, like, do you care if pineapple's on a pizza? Like,
yeah,
shit like
I would
that.
Never even reply to that. I would never.
I also really don't like when someone slides in with negging. Have you had that?
I don't even know what that means.
Like, negging is like when someone's being, trying to cut you down a little bit, like trying to be like a little bit mean to you.
Yeah, no, I hate that shit. I don't care for that either.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have gone through my screenshots and holy moly, I couldn't stop laughing. So I've shared some of these with Kylie, but not all of them. But this is one. This one was quite funny. So this
I feel like, sorry, before you start that, like I would love to just look through people's screenshot albums and also the notes app and just see.
How funny. So this one was a slide in on Instagram, actually. It wasn't on a dating app.
Had you done a temperature check?
No
window tap?
No window tap.
Just going in cold.
How's
love
your
a confident king.
He's a confident king. How's your morning going? I'm wrecked from training. Followed with a picture of him.
Hang on. You don't know this person?
I've never conversed with this. I do not know him.
Hang on.
Nothing.
So just this random guy's like, how's your morning? Here's a photo of me.
How's your morning going? I'm wrecked from training. Followed by a picture of him in F45 that one of the trainers has obviously taken. I wrote back, F45, eh?
F45, eh?
Yeah. And he says, cross training this week. I'm constantly changing it up. I said,
vomitous.
I wrote back, you really love yourself, hey? And he said, that's a rough way to start a conversation.
Was he saying that that's a rough response for you, or he has started the conversation roughly?
I'm not sure. I left it at that. I didn't reply.
Look, I think that we can say across the board, it is not a good way to start a conversation with a photo of yourself.
Send me a picture of yourself. I lie.
It's a big swing.
It was a big swing. I didn't take it, and I just left him on read. Oh, that was quite funny.
That was funny.
And then my next one. This man actually, I know him in real life. He goes to the same gym as me. And we've conversed like very, very lightly at the gym, never outside of it. He is a little bit strange. And he's replied to one of my photos saying, looking like okay, like with
like
the little
capiche,
you know, the
hand symbol.
Yeah, did you have a big day? ? I didn't reply. And then
hang on, is this through Instagram?
This is Instagram. So that was on a Thursday. I'm not sure of the date.
So hang on, he commented that on your photo or sent a message?
He must have replied to a story, I would say, but I can't see the story. Looking, did you have a big day? That was on a Thursday. I didn't reply. Sunday, you are such a hottie. I would love to get you naked.
Oh my God.
With the hand over mouth emoji.
Like, oh, I just couldn't. It just
that was
out.
Sunday at 8:13, maybe a.m. I would say a.m. maybe. No, it would be p.m.
Surely and not. Then, surely he's well, not then, out there at 8 a.m.
Well, I don't know. Then Sunday at 11:30. Forgive my rudeness.
So he's had a couple of hours to think about it. So he shoots his shot at 8:30 with a big swing.
Yeah.
Like, but in what world does someone go, oh, I've sent her some messages. She hasn't replied. I know. I'll escalate it to mentioning getting her naked.
Tuesday.
The Chronicles.
I know we don't talk, but you look, but you look beautiful.
The fuck?
I thought, that gave me a laugh. Like, that was a borderline creepy.
Especially because...
Like,
I'll take it where
yeah,
I can
I'll
it.
Take it.
Thank
look,
you.
It did make me laugh. Good for me.
Did you respond?
I haven't responded ever.
I know we don't talk. There's some self-awareness. Yeah, look,
attractive. That's a green flag. That's attractive. Good job. Good for you. This was an opener on Tinder, I believe.
Your screenshots are great.
This is great. This is from Damien. Hi, Damien. My 10 out of 10 Damon. Morning, honestly, is a walk the gym, see the sunrise, train hard, coffee, walk home, awesome sex, 10 minutes of bliss meditation, and then get afterlife chasing excellence.
Hang on. So this is on just on this someone's profile.
No, this is his first message to me.
No.
My 10 out of 10.
No.
My 10 no. out of 10 morning.
Oh, it is.
And I wrote back, am I allowed to say this?
I don't think so. I don't think you should mention that.
I wrote back, I dabble with substances. No. And fall asleep eating Maltesers in bed. I don't think we are compatible. And he didn't reply after that.
Okay, that is so gross.
Isn't that great?
No, but like that copy and paste, like because he's 100% got that saved in his notes and he copies and pastes and he's like, here's my opener. Here you go, queen. This is me getting after life.
Yeah, telling me about his 10 out of 10 morning. I don't want to do 10 minutes of bliss and med- and I don't want to have sex with you, Jesus.
See, I like...
No one is having sex with you, Damo. Not with that.
See, I can imagine that written on someone's dating profile. And when I see that sort of thing written on a profile of like, I feel like it's kind of peacocking. Like, this is how amazing my life is. These are all the things I love. Like, written in that way, I'm like, ugh. Like, kind of gives me the ick.
The ick, yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought that was my response. He didn't write back after that.
I dabble in substance. Oh, my
God. It just meant, you know, like a party substance. Nothing hard. I had on my Tinder that, I like cereal, so that was like obviously in one of my prompts. And so Matt
has... spell it right? Sometimes yeah. You don't spell it right.
I don't know, possibly. Matt did when he's messaged me. He said, wondering your favorite cereal, so I have an excuse to come over. I didn't reply. He looks like Gordon Ramsay. Look at him. He literally does.
He does. What is your age range set to?
Pretty high.
What was it back then?
Much on today.
Hang on, before you persist, how many messages in a row have we got there? Like five?
5 with no response from me. So much on today. That was obviously a different day. And then he said, good morning. And then another day. How is your day going today? And then a different day. What's your plans over the coming days? What are you after on here? I didn't reply to Gordon Ramsay. Left him. But anyway, that was...
Oh my god.
That was funny. This one is someone that I'd previously matched with, and we matched again. And he said, look, repeat offender. He said, look who it is with a laughing face. And I said, ha ha ha, I was waiting for it with a picture of a little ghost because we all know that I like to ghost. And he said, do you reckon we should talk for the fifth time and then you disappear again?
And you didn't reply?
I said, I'll consider it.
Oh, I always feel like it's a weird thing when you've matched with someone and it's not gone anywhere, but then you keep matching with them.
Yeah.
You know, like I've had that happen before in the past with people, and sometimes it's timing. Like, and then I've actually ended up going on dates with people who I'd matched with and they never talked with.
Yeah, I think it could just be like timing, like, because you do. You match with so many people and...
Listen to it.
Yeah, I do. I got premium. I only match with people that match with me. I want to protect my feelings.
So with Tinder Premium, can you see if someone's matched
with you? Yeah, you can see who's liked you. So then as soon as you like them back, you've matched. So you don't have to get your feelings hurt.
That's interesting.
This one's funny. Morning trouble. Do we go to the same gym?
Hang on. On that note, sorry to cut you off there. When someone says like trouble or
I hate
miss,
it. Miss.
I don't like a miss. I feel like miss is like straight up player. I don't like PLAYA. Like bad don't boy with an eye.
Like, hey, miss. Yeah. Yep. Morning trouble. Do we go to the same gym? I said, what gym is that, dear? He said, good life.
You just said that. What gym is that, dear?
Yeah. He said, good life. I said, we must, except I've never seen you. And then I unmatched him.
Back in your box, mate.
Okay.
I love that you screenshot these just like for your own amusement. Like, oh, I'll just keep that. Like,
I do. I think my favorite one was just the unsolicited gym picture that I got.
Speaking of unsolicited pictures, have you had unsolicited nudes or dick pics?
I don't, not for a very long time. No one wants to see it. It's so obnoxious.
I don't know what a man thinks a woman's going to do when they receive an unsolicited dick pic. Like, are there women out there who get one and are like, oh yeah, like I turned on by it and wanting to engage? Because I don't know that woman.
No, I don't think anyone knows that woman at all.
So what is their intention? Do you think it's like just...
this is what I've got. Maybe? I don't...
I think it's like... well, one, I think it's an aggressive thing to do.
Yeah.
Like low-key aggressive.
I just think it's unnecessary.
It's gross.
Yeah, not for me.
I think even when you're with someone and even if you like someone, like, does anyone want... a dick pic?
No, I don't want a dick pic. I don't even want a dick pic if I'm dating them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
I think, like, okay, what about like a sexy photo? Do you want that from someone or do you feel like it's not attractive?
No, I don't want a man to send me a nude photo.
She looks repulsed.
Sprawled across a bed. But no. If I send him one, I want him to appreciate it.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, let's talk about this, right? What is the right response to a nude?
Like
if you send one to a man, like have you ever had like a really average response where you're like, I really regret this?
Probably a few. I like a hot face, like the sweating emoji.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite emoji to respond to something that's attractive, like the red hot emoji with the tongue out. It's like the panting face.
I like that. But no, I don't ever want a man to send me a nude. Yuck. Like I would not be turned on by that at all. Like, all I can picture is, like, Titanic, like, paint me like one of your French girls and them, like, sprawled across the bed with their like dad bod. And no, I'm not into that.
And I think the difference there...
And what have they done? Set up their self-timer and run back to it?
See, I don't mind, like... a photo like fresh out the shower but they're covering themselves it's just like walking past a mirror and they're clearly looking amazing. Like, I think that's hot. Like, send me that on Instagram.
Yeah, I like
not a, unsolicited. Yeah, not no, unsolicited.
I like a towel wrapped around and then I like to know what the brand of the towel is that's around them. It's great. Like, can I see a Sheraton tag or are we vibing with a little Anko? Stay woke, girls.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want a picture of your dick. I don't want a nude picture. I don't really want pictures of you, to be honest. Like, I just want to see.
Do you send pictures of yourself? She's like, low-key.
Yeah, low-key. Look, I've done the odd.
I think it's a bit of a vibe check how they respond. Like, imagine if you sent one and they just like thumbs up. I would be like, ground open up and swallow me, please.
That's wild. Yeah, like I don't think I've ever been.
I heard on a podcast that we listened to, and someone said they said a nude, and the person replied, "Looking good, my friend."
I love that.
Oh fuck, I would be so shut down if I said a nude and someone was like, "Looking good, friend."
I would literally write, whoops, wrong person. Or just unsend it.
Oh my gosh, so funny. But I think the difference is, right, like a man wants to see, oh, sirens. Like a man wants to see a female body because a female body is so beautiful, right? Whereas I think as women, and I'm speaking in general terms, what we often find attractive about men lies in like the nuances and the details, and it's like the full package. It's how they walk, it's how they smell, like it's everything.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's like a photo of a dick is just not always gonna do it.
A flaccid little mumba resting on your thigh. Not for me.
Imagine someone sending a flaccid one. No.
Wild.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Unsolicited DMs.
This is hilarious. Kylie got the funniest one.
I don't know if it's funny.
It was funny when we dissected it, but
let me get it up.
It was very unsolicited and it was very forward. It was aggressive.
Well, this person, okay, so I've had the experience in the past with someone who like kind of chased me around the internet, it felt like sending continual direct messages, messaging me through dating app platforms, found me on LinkedIn, sending emails. Like, it just was, what are those sirens? This is weird, strange for our little town. So what was I saying? Oh, unsolicited. I have had that happen before. This one's not too bad. It's more just that you and I were laughing because of one of the words that was spelt incorrectly. And before we go into this, let's just say you and I have both spelt words incorrectly.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I have, literally the other day you sent cereal spelt S, like cereal killer, meaning a bowl of cereal. And then you were like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I did a stroke.
I did correct myself straight after.
You did. I don't really like, spelling's not super important, right?
Yeah, it's...
It was just more this word made us laugh. Yeah. But this person who has sent me... Let me prepare. Who has sent me a DM has also sent a Facebook message as well. And also a Hinge request.
Yeah, and this is a 3 of 3 with no response.
3 out of 3. Hi, Kylie. Excuse the DM.
In capital
exclamation
letters.
Mark, exclamation mark. I sent a message to your Facebook messenger, which was sent, but not delivered. ? Then the shrugging emoji. And the reason it's not delivered is because it like goes, to the request.
The message request, yeah.
Anyhow, I am new to our town, and following a succession of events, as explained in the Facebook message, I stumbled across your Facebook profile and joined dots back to seeing your Hinge account. ! Ahem. ... My Hinge account has as many photos as my Insta account. Laughing emoji. 0. Then the straight-faced emoji, like the eyes wide. But I figured I know a little more about you than what's in your Hinge profile now, so you may as well know a little more about me. You may have to Google my name.
This is wild.
Imagine sliding into someone's account and being like, just Google me. Google me, babe.
Just Google me. It's happened to me. ...
Anyways, consider this a Hinge heart. And if you would like to chat more, I could probably make time with a winky face. Oh,
there's nothing I hate more than a wink.
Oh, and don't worry, I haven't done a full stalk. S-T-O-R-K.
Stalk.
I haven't done a full stalk. I would prefer to hear about you from you than with like the jolly laughing emoji, I would say, like that, like the chortling emoji. It's a lot of information.
It's a lot of emojis. It's quite aggressive.
Mallory and I were cracking up about the full stalk.
I haven't done a full stalk, S-T-O-R-K.
He hasn't dropped a baby at my doorstep. I don't know, unsolicited. I don't mind it. Like, you know what? Shoot your shot. And I would rather someone is direct versus that other guy that followed me around the internet who kept just saying, oh, I feel like we have so much in common. And if you ever need a friend or if you ever need advice, like, don't.
Yeah, this.
You're not out there sending those sorts of messages to other men with twins. You were doing that specifically because you were trying to shoot your shot under the guise of like, let's bond over having twins.
Yeah.
That's gross.
This is friendly.
Yeah, it's fine. And I bet you I bump into him at Coles now.
Yeah, upon Googling him. That's where we'll leave it.
Leave it. Mallory did a quick Google and reported back. But yeah, so the occasional unsolicited Instagram message. How do you think the right way to start a conversation with someone is if you're kind of like going in cold but you want their attention? Would you start a conversation with... Oh, you did! You did this!
I did!
We just had this conversation offline.
This just happened. I,
choking.
I sent a surfer emoji.
Did you... Is that like because I'm sliding in?
Sliding in, yep.
Did he get it?
He sent me back a mermaid, so I'm not...
He's like, okay, this is an aquatic bitch. Yeah. Fuck with that.
He sent me back a mermaid. This is the first person that I have ever gone to effort to track down.
No, you've tracked people down before.
Not like this.
Okay.
And I
don't know if the juice will be worth the squeeze.
I don't think Kylie's not a fan. He takes a terrible photo, poor thing. I slid in with I met this person in person, and then the circumstance just wasn't right at the time. It was in a work setting. Anyway, I didn't get any information except I saw the logo on his colleague's shirt, and I managed to hunt him down through LinkedIn. Stalker.
S-T-O-R-K.
What a stalker. And I just...
Don't worry, I haven't done a full stalk.
And I slid in with I sent just the straight surfing emoji, and then I felt like an absolute dick.
I would too. I'm just sending a surfing emoji.
It sent and it didn't deliver. Like, oh, man.
Because he has to accept your...
But anyway, he did. He sent back a mermaid. So I don't think he understood that it was me sliding in. He went, okay, we're going.
Niche for him. He was like, okay.
Ocean theme. Love it. loves the nautical vibe. So I'm not great at starting conversations. And to be honest, I don't think I ever would.
You know what? That's kind of a niche thing. Like sliding in with something obscure, which would catch the person's attention, would be funny. Like sometimes, what am I trying to say here? Like men will sometimes send flames or the praying hands, like the praying hands, like as a slide in.
I haven't got the praying hands. It mustn't be good
Not
enough.
Not praying, but like the, like.
What is this? We're trying to do what?
You know the two hands that are palms up and they're like. Like,
yeah, I understand.
Of course you understand because I'm demonstrating it, but they're not the palm to palm. It's palms facing outwards.
It's like the hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise be. So like sliding with a flame or like praise be hands versus someone sliding in with a random emoji. You know what I mean? Like it might at least pique your interest and be like, what the fuck? Like, are we playing a nautical game?
Yeah, literally. He did the man mermaid with the
mermaid.
With the pitchfork.
Trident.
The trident, whatever.
Pitchfork,
whatever. Live your dream. So that did work. I would say that was successful on my part.
It wouldn't have mattered what you messaged. And that's like exactly the point. You weren't trying to be thoughtful with what you messaged because you just wanted to show him that there was a way to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, yoo-hoo, over here. Yeah.
Ding.
Go wide.
But yeah, I'm very much not a chaser in the sense of if like a conversation dies or if they don't reach out, I'm not going to reach out first. I'm not into that and I'm not funny enough.
You are funny.
I'm funny to carry the conversation once it starts, but I need a little bit of something.
You need some scaffolding.
Yeah. Do you start conversations?
No, not really.
You don't just hand your bell out willy-nilly. The picture of your bell, you don't just send that out.
No, that needs context. No, I don't think so. I think if I wanted to get someone's attention through Instagram, I probably wouldn't send a cold message. I would just do the window tap, like a couple of photos or hit follow and see if they
just a temperature
reciprocate.
Check.
Yeah. Because it's like we've spoken about before, I feel like it's a well-worn path of you tap the window, they'll watch your stories, and then one day they'll respond with something to your story. I was listening to a podcast where they were talking about how to like get people to respond to your story, and it was like do a deep dive on their Spotify list and then use a song that they like on your story, like make it really easy for them. Like men are so like... think that they're out there calling the shots, and it's like women are really pulling the strings behind the scenes. So funny. Funny things on people's profiles. I've got that written down.
I do find it funny when, I don't know if it was you that sent it to me. I liked on Hinge, like when it was like, how do I pronounce my name?
That's what I've got written
down. And their name is like Ben.
They've like spelt it out.
Yeah.
There's one that I had a screenshot of and his name was Charlie. So it's like Charlie, how to pronounce my name, Sha-ni-qua, like broken down into syllables. Like just funny stuff. Like, and it's not even the name. It was like Alfred or whatever. And it's like, oh, that's niche.
Yeah.
And it's an opener because then you can be like, oh, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. You know. I like a funny one like that. That was, I find that very, very funny.
What sort of things give you the ick when you're communicating with someone? For me, it's excessive emoji use. Like, I like emojis, but I don't need 12 of them in one message.
Yeah, no, I agree with that one. I get the ick when they're very, like, too full on straight away. Like that.
What?
I would love to get you naked. Like, don't message me. No, I like them to want to marry me. I just don't want them to see me naked.
You love me naked.
Like, very, like, aggressive or...
Oh, yeah, that's a straight up ick. Like, or, if a man's like sending sexual
innuendos
before you've met them.
Or when you can tell that it is just a blatant copy and paste. Like, I will never.
That 10 out of 10 day is so funny.
That literally.
That's so obnoxious.
That is. That's my. Like, that's even not even just in my screenshots. I favorited that photo so I wouldn't lose it.
Yeah, that's an ick.
I think ick is like if they've just copied and pasted and you can tell. I had someone copy and paste me a message that didn't even have my name in it. It was like Laura or something. And he'd obviously then sent like Laura's name to like 30 other women.
So good.
I thought that was funny.
This might be like a little bit sound a bit funny, but when someone's too positive, it can give me the ick. Like when someone is like, hey, what's something you're grateful for today? Like, have you had that?
Yeah, like super, yeah.
Like just super cheesy and I don't know, it just feels like forced.
Yeah.
Like I love a positive person, but don't be sliding in asking me to share three positive things or like I've had one and he seemed lovely. I didn't meet him, but he seemed really nice, but it felt too much. Like your mission, should you choose to accept it today, is to like compliment a stranger, like shit like that. And I'm like,
number one, he sent that to so many other people.
I don't need it.
Number two, I'm not complimenting a stranger. They can compliment me. Take his mission.
I've got enough things on my plate, mate. I can't be complimenting
the short king at Coles.
Stop.
I'm very busy.
Booked and busy. Okay. I just thought of another time that I instantly got the ick from someone. This was years ago. This guy that I had gone on maybe two dates with and then he worked away, so he was gone. Like, you know, like when you get to know someone then they're gone longer than you actually knew them but you still stay in touch, type of thing. And then he had come back and was having his car serviced and sent me a self, like replied to my story. So my Instagram stories, as most of you will know, I use those like, yes, to share things that are personal and going on for me, but that's also, it's like a part of my job. Like it's part of a platform for me. And he had responded to like my Instagram stories with selfies. I was like it gave me the ick. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it would have to be contextual, but I
It was like a photo of him like getting his car serviced and it's like just the camera's like turned on his head and I was like, I don't know, it just instantly gave me the ick. You didn't want it,
yeah. I get the ick very easily in person, I think.
But then again, it's only the ick if you're not into that person,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because the ick is so subjective.
Absolutely. Like, I get the ick if they... I think I've said this before. Like, if they eat wrong or if they're just... I don't know.
If they eat wrong?
Yeah, like, if they chew with their mouth open or, I don't know, they, like, pick something up with their hands. I don't know. Like,
how are they meant to pick it up? Oh, you mean with their eating, like, using their hands like a savage?
Okay.
What else when it comes to conversations? Oh, age gaps.
Oh, I'm all for an age gap.
Yeah, you were showing me photos just before of someone that you dated for a little while. How old was he? Like significantly older than you.
I think he would have been maybe 44, 45.
So knowing Mallory, that means he was probably 52. she will modify a story to suit.
No, I think he was 44, 45. He wasn't.
And you would have been 29.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And his...
Daddy issues?
That's the thing. I think I have mummy issues, not daddy issues. But his son actually dated a girl I work with too. His son's similar age to me.
That's so weird.
I like older men, but like
she loves a zaddy.
I love a zaddy. I love a silver fox.
What's your age limit?
Probably 50, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
20 years older than you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
Like a good 50. I'm not talking like a sandal wearing 50
and a short sleeve business shirt
with a beer belly. No, I'm, yeah, that could go a good 50.
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think there are so many attractive men that are in their late 40s, early 50s. There definitely are. But what I think of is, like, in 10 years, they'll be 60.
Yes.
And, like, 60 is, like, quite grown up. Quite grown up. Quite grown up. Like, in terms of lifestyle, like, keeping up with you and... But you don't think... Like,
I don't think that far ahead, so I'm not... Maybe I should give that some consideration. But I'd go 50. I think 50 is fine. As long as they were a good 50, like...
So you're 30 and you would get tangled up with a 50?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But it would have to be the right person. Not sure what the right person is to be.
Imagine Dad meeting your 50-year-old boyfriend. Like, our dad's only what? Dad's
about to turn 60. He's turning 60 in April. It's no different. He would bring home a 30-something-year-old.
He would not. He would like to think he has the power to bring home a 30-something-year-old, but I don't think he would.
I think he would if he could. He can't. He thinks he could.
Okay.
I've not really planned that meeting out in my head, to be honest. I might ask him if he's got any single friends.
I remember months ago Valerie was like, when she was living with Dad, which has kind of come full circle, she said... She's like, I really want to go on Tinder, but I don't want to see Dad on Tinder. It's like fucking gross.
Our dad has like plenty of fish. I don't think he's a Tinder. I don't think he's a Tinder girl. I think he's a plenty of fish guy. And he loves himself so much. He'll like,
he has such a healthy self-esteem.
He shows me photos of these women that are just standard women in their 40s, 50s that are liking him, and he's like, oh, look what's liked me. I'm like, Dad, that is what you this should be going for. This is why we have
so many issues, you
yeah,
and I.
This is what you should be going for. But Kylie and I were laughing just before our dad's going on holidays, and this is unsolicited. He last night emailed his itinerary. He didn't just out of the blue. He emailed his itinerary to both of us, but didn't say anything. He's just booked this.
He's like, peace.
Yeah, see, I like a
mic drop. I'm out of here.
It's a very long holiday too, and he's just sent the itinerary with no kind of other communication.
He's letting us know when he'll be back, what he's doing, who he's going with.
I'm out of the country. Bye bye.
Live your truth, Dad. Yeah, funny, 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 funny. All right, what else have we got for this episode? Anything else you wanted to add about dating apps, Instagram slide-ins?
I don't know. I like the confidence of someone that you've... I like it when you've met someone in person, like in the wild, and maybe, you know, the situation wasn't right to exchange details, but I can really appreciate someone then...
Pursuing
you, finding you, maybe not in a very weird way. I think for obviously, like, you know, you have a huge following, so it's easy for people to, it would be easy for people to find you.
Well, I certainly wouldn't say I've got a huge following or anything like that, but I have had the experience where men have added me because they've seen me on Tinder and I've not matched with them. And then they'll slide into my DMs and say, hey, I saw that you were on Tinder and I thought I'd just introduce myself this way. And that feels a bit like... read the room. If we haven't matched on the dating app, don't come knocking at the door, please. And I've had that a couple of times with men being like, hey, we haven't matched, but...
Yeah, I think that...
What does that look for?
No, I think that that's... just, like, just I think that's...
Blackout for a second.
You're boring me. No, I want it to be about me. Okay. No, I think that's true. Like, if you haven't matched with Tinder, I've had that too. Like, where I've seen people that... I know that have like matched on Tinder and I haven't matched them back, and then they'll do it on Facebook. Oh, I saw you on Tinder. Oh, did you?
This is awkward.
But I think like just in the wild when you meet someone and then they take the initiative to, I don't want to say track you down. That sounds stalkerish, S-T-O-R-K-ish. But when they actually go to the effort to find you, I think it's nice. Like, obviously not in a creepy way, but it is nice when someone takes the initiative to be able to reach out and say, like, look, you know, here I am.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Shoot your shot, but read the room. Yeah.
Agree.
Anything else to add?
I don't think so. Is there? You're looking at me like there should be something else. I'm not allowed to read the list, so I wouldn't know.
No, I think that's it. It was basically this episode just how not to start a conversation, guys.
Oh, that was funny. That was a good trip down memory lane. I think, anyway, don't start a conversation with just a picture of you.
Or your penis.
Or your penis, regardless of if it's in its best shape or not. We don't want to see it. Don't self-time a nude across the bed.
Okay. And on that visual, we will love and leave you. If you enjoyed this episode, please do hit subscribe, leave us a review, a rating, 5 stars.
10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Recommend to a friend. Put us on your Instagram stories. All of that stuff. We appreciate it. Where can people follow you?
My _ blunterage at Instagram.
Easy, and I will put that in the show notes as well. If you are not part of our Frey Facebook group yet, come on over, join the group. Mallory posts the occasional poignant meme over there, which is quite funny as well, and we look forward to
seeing you. I do my part.
She does her part. All right, we'll talk soon. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you going?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.